Mostly, I got a couple.
Still wants us to get it.
You do?
Yeah.
Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting Monday, October 18, 2010, 4 p.m.
But I want to do the other.
Board of Corrections meeting was advertised to start at 4:10 p.m.
Yeah.
In the minute.
Oh, I think, you know.
Call the meeting to order. Does Shanna join me in the pledge of allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you very much. A current copy of the open meeting act is posted on the east wall near the entrance to the County Board of Commissioners room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Would you call the roll, please?
McLarty?
Yes.
Bosque?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yes.
McNair? Absent. Gomez?
Here.
Mr. McNair is asked to be excused.
So move excuse McNair from the meeting today because he's ill and his wife was sick or he was taken to the hospital.
I'll second it.
Motion made and seconded to excuse Commissioner McNair. Call roll.
Bosque?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes. Next item is to approve the minutes of the October 4th meeting, 2010.
Move to approve. Second it.
Motion made and seconded to approve. Are there any corrections, comments, additions, deletions? Hearing none, call roll.
Rohde?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Bosque?
Yes.
Okay. Next on the agenda is the closing of the south 125 foot on the south end of Erie Drive and Crystal Beach.
Well, I was approached by Pat Engel to close this section of road, and Fred and I met him out there and looked it over, and it's there's never been a road there to our knowledge. And Pat asked us to start the procedures to have it closed, and we'll have to have a couple public hearings, so we need to get that moving.
This is also, Pat will file a petition also.
Okay.
Okay.
This is just to get permission to start the procedures is what this is.
I'd make a motion to let Fred go ahead and start the procedures to close that section of road. And
to advertise the public hearing?
Advertise and petition and stuff.
So. Okay.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to proceed with the closing of the road. Questions? From the board? Any questions? Come on. They're not going to. Come on. Come on. Any questions from the board? Okay.
I don't know if I should talk about this road thing now or wait till the public.
Well, if it has to do with this, with Erie.
Well, it's just that we've been in here through the years about all the roads going in and out of there, and there's never been a decision, and so if they were going to decide on that, let's make a decision on all our roads out there. Okay, then? Remember I was in here and said back in 91?
Sorry, wasn't here.
Did you were you talking about opening roads or closing roads or what?
Well,
was, at that point in time.
July of 91. The road, we were all in here, the neighbors and everybody, Loretta Tye, and the roads were deemed, because Loretta Tye got up here and said, the roads where they are out there now are exactly where they've always been, that they've never been plotted where the map plots, upstairs and all. So, they were deemed roads then, and I asked a few months ago, I said, you know, they said they'd get back at us, nobody got back at us. I said, do we have to deem some footage over to the county, write something up, because we don't know how to do it. You guys have to tell us what we have to do. Because the roads evidently go through private property right now. And if we're going to do this 125 feet legally, why don't we do all the area out there?
Well,
get it all done at once.
I mean, you're here to me, one of the first.
You want to plot. You want to plat.
Legal where they're at.
You want to plat the roads. You want.
Yeah, the way they are.
Okay. Well,
and like you said, this road has never been a road, but ours, we've been fighting to have that done, And we don't know what to do. We've been waiting to hear from, since 91, when we were all in here.
If Fred and I looked at the plats in the assessor and register of deeds office trying to figure out what we were closing here, it's actually West First Street.
This Erie Drive is actually
Where the roads are platted is totally different than where they are being driven.
Yeah, where we're driving is different than where they're plotted on the map. Right. But this has never been driven on. If it was, it was back in 1900. But I'm just saying, if they're going to work at doing this, let's work at doing what I've been trying to get.
Because
they go through private property. They aren't going through private property because they were deemed roads back in 91.
Okay,
this section of road that we're actually closing is shown.
Is a yard.
But it's actually shown on the plat, and you can find it on the plat and on the map. Say Eagle Drive. If you actually look on the plat, drives right through your front yard. It's platted right through your front yard and some of your buildings even.
Well, not to ours, but yeah.
Yeah, it's through your garage to the west there. I mean, the old plat map, which, you know, and I understand.
Well, evidently, I haven't seen the old plat map, but I got the plat. I got a plat map that the courthouse gave me years ago. And I know exactly where, we've had it surveyed, we know exactly where the road should have been, but it never has been there where they are.
And that's, this here closure would be a different process than what you're asking for. You would have to have a survey to go in there and plot all the new roads.
We would, or the county would?
Someone would. You know, if the county so deems, that is fine. But what the procedure that we're asking for here today is different than what you are asking for.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can talk Pat Engle, but I know exactly what you're doing here.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, if you're going to do this, why don't you do it to the whole area out there and get it all settled so we don't have to hear your road goes through private property, because the roads are exactly where they're going to be, where they have been, where they're going to stay. They do go through a lot of our property. Who cares? Write it up the way you have to and make the road. I don't know. I mean,
I don't think it's as simple as that. I think you'd spend $50,000 to get that surveyed out there.
Yes.
You'd get it plotted on our cadastrals, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be huge.
This is not a survey. This is just a closure. Like I say, we actually know where this section of road is. For what you're asking us to do is to go out and actually have to survey where all the new roads were, old roads were. It'd be very expensive. I'm not saying it's impossible.
How many years? I mean, like,
here's something you might want to think about too. If those roads aren't platted, you're probably paying taxes on those roads that are coming out to the property, right? So you might want to turn those. You might want to do something yourself, because you don't want to be paying taxes on a county road, right? Yeah, but they actually own the property, so they're probably assessed differently.
I don't know. We pay on the county road.
You pay to the center of the county road.
Yeah. I don't think it'd make any difference.
But if it ain't platted, you still got ownership of the land. It ain't like you do. There's definitely a difference there, I think.
So is this something you can look into to see what
I don't care about this 125.
I have no idea.
This is
entirely
different.
Yeah.
This is an act owned by petition on a road that isn't being used. And we're acting on a petition. What you're asking for us to do is to replot everything. That's what you want.
We're totally off the issue, though.
The board members then told us that the roads are going to stay where they're at because the county cannot afford to plot them where they are on the map. You know, they flat told us that, which is fine. So the roads are where they're at. But then when I come in and ask stuff, and Fred stands there and says, well, we have a problem, they're going through private property and blah, blah, blah. And then one day you banged your little hammer there and said, we're not here to argue. I'm not arguing. I'm just...
In 91?
July of 91 is when those roads where they're at now were deemed to stay exactly where they were, because that's where they've always been. They've never been plotted the way they are.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Good records.
Okay. Any other question on this issue? Call the roll.
Gomez?
Yes.
McCarty?
Yes.
Booksgay?
Yes.
Roden?
Yes.
Mr. Booksgay?
Well, I'm just here today to let you know where we are on the new systems that were installed for the upgrades. Out of the six systems, five are operating. GNR Controls is finishing up their third work today, which is the control part, which includes some of the zoning that's up in the district court and county court also have zones. So you got systems that are feeding out to like three different zones. In the district attorney's area, that is a zone. Across to the district court, that is a zone. They all have dampers in them. And then the courtrooms, it's a zone. And we've taken the judge's office off of that system, and he's going to have his own thermostat with his own system now.
District office?
Yeah. And that's the only system that's not up and running, and as soon as GNR finishes their part of that, then it's a go. So after this week, everything will be up and running. One thing we wanted to bring up, and we'd kind of like your help with this, is setting a standard that we can set the new controls up with GNR as far as temperature. The federal standard during the energy crunch was 78 on cooling and 68 on heating. Well, we never get away with that. But I was thinking it's maybe 74 on cooling and 70 on heating.
You can program those to automatically.
Each zone
night
has
and day.
Right.
Okay.
Each zone has at this point in time a sensor on it. So the dampers will modulate to try to keep that zone at one temperature all the time. Where we run into the problems is dampers within a zone up in a register getting shut off.
Okay, sure.
And then say there's a thermostat in that zone. Well, if they went and closed all the dampers in that room, then the rest of the people that are in that zone in another room are just freezing out or overheating.
Yep.
So another thing would be that we kind of tell people keep the hands off the registers, leave them all open, let the system feed out properly.
Sure.
So that we avoid this. If there's a cold person, we can do it by moving a register instead of shutting the register.
Okay. Well, or simply
there's people with different body temperatures, and they might have to bring a sweater if they're too cold at 74.
Why don't we just tell every head department in the workhouse, you know, to keep their hands off the system, you know, if the context, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The county attorney's office, Kim, where do you think 70 is warm enough? Where do you girls want your ladies want your temperature?
Everybody's different.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's true.
I'm always cold, but I know that other people would be hot.
On the third floor, there's going to be a drastic change because now we're heating not only with the hot water system, you're also going to have heat out of the ceiling. So you're going to have a little bit more control over what you had before. And if you were cold up there, it was because of the system that was up there was strictly cooling, where now we've got heat in that unit on and off. So when a fan was running on that on continuous during a daytime operation, you were getting cooling around a lot of cold air. You're not even going to have it no more.
Any other questions?
Well, I'd just like some feedback to where they think they might feel comfortable with the temperature. Because I know 70 degrees can be kind of cool in the wintertime. I don't know.
That's why I'm asking. Everybody is different, you know. I mean, realistically.
If the commission sets it at 70 degrees, and then we get you guys are freezing us to death up here.
What do we have now? What do we have now?
They said on probe in their office, I think it's 73 in there for them, but it's got heat zone down through there. Everywhere on the wetland out there, every office wants a different temperature in there. So.
Depending on age.
Well, I mean, just never people. When I set up for the front office, the other one would freeze, or vice versa. So.
I think Rick's idea, you know, have every department, you know, feed us back, you know, and tell us what, you know, how they feel with the system.
Tom, how big of a deal is it to come back in and reprogram them? If, let's say we start out at 70 now.
It's not a reprogramming. It's reprogramming the program that the GNR is going to install in the computer. And hopefully the software that they're installing will be a lot more user-friendly than the old one. Because you actually, to change the daytime and nighttime settings permanently, you have to go into the DAW section and figure out which controller you were overriding. Or not really overriding, but reset. And this way, hopefully with the new software, it'll be a lot simpler where me and Joan and Rick could simply go in there and click on the zone and change that temperature. But it's also got night setbacks in the system, so it will automatically set everything down in the courthouse to a nighttime setting.
And weekends.
And weekends, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we can set perimeters. All we're asking for is some type of perimeter between 70 and 72 on heating, and we'll say 60 on cooling, 74 to 76, somewhere in there.
How soon do you need this?
End of the week, because they're going to be done, what they're saying, Wednesday, I think.
Wednesday, yeah. Put my front end unit in Wednesday, so.
Well, I'd just say start with those parameters and run with it, and if we need to change them later date, we'll change them. Is that all right with you?
Fine with me.
Okay.
Good. All right. Bring us water.
Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Okay, thank you, Tom.
Snow boots.
Moving on to board to define parameters for proposing the refunding of the correctional facility bonds. We had a proposal in the progress from Smith Hayes. And my question on this is, do you want to just take Smith Hayes, their proposal, or do you want to bid it out and include others and take the best of the group?
Well, I think we should bid it out, but did I read somewhere that Smith Hayes is going to have a fee if we decide to bid it out?
They've kind of backed off that.
They did? Okay. I thought that was a little threatening.
They kind of backed off.
They are.
Okay. I mean, if we bid everything else, why shouldn't we bid this, I guess?
I feel the same way. If they're not going to hit us with a big fee like they were talking. So.
My feeling to that was, I thought, to be fair to Smith Hayes, if you're going to bid it, they shouldn't present their proposal and then somebody else come in later with a lower one. That would be unfair to Smith Hayes.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So my idea was tonight, either we're going to bid it or we're not going to bid it. That's where I'm coming from. If you're thinking about bidding it, we have a set of proposals that came from the county clerk. Did you all receive a copy of it?
Well, it's in the packet, yeah.
Oh, okay. If that's the proposal you'd like to go with. Well, I have here that was emailed out to everybody.
Kim, do you think we're too late to bid this out, or do you think it's timely?
Actually, today is the first time I've seen these.
Okay.
Looks like they want you to act on November 15th. meeting to decide.
Okay.
But if you're going to bid it, do we have to advertise in the paper and have a wait period and all that, and we still can get it done?
I had to bring my book. Do you have the?
I'll just go on to some other way.
I don't think it'd be required because it's professional service.
So?
I don't know how you'd get it done in time. It'd be up to you.
What about the other issue with the city?
There. I think they have to meet with them also by the 15th.
Do they?
Yeah.
To meet with who?
The city of South Sioux and then that joint public agency.
But if we don't put it out of bid, how are they going to feel about that?
The city, you mean?
They won't.
I'm going back to memory now. It seems to me that in the meeting we had with finance committee voted to go along with the county on bid out, but I'm not sure of that. I was there and listened to them, and they made a motion in a second after I explained what we were trying to do, and then they made a motion, but I'm not just sure of the motion. But I think the intent of the motion was that they would go along with the county to bid out. Mostly who supported the county.
And if we don't bid it out, what's the turn play going to be there?
I don't know. You kind of hold the cards.
It's hard to say.
I think it'd be in our best interest to bid it out.
Well, we definitely know where we're at as far as,
I mean, Smith Hayes brought it to our attention, which we appreciate, but, you know, it's not really fair to just say you can go ahead. I don't know. It's not fair to the county.
Well, it won't be fair to all bidders, too.
Right.
If we're going to bid it out, we have to be fair.
And they haven't really... Well, they have, haven't they? They've kind of disclosed some of what their proposals were to us.
Smith Hayes?
Emeritus hasn't seen that. Well, if they haven't seen that, then...
And that was preliminary. I mean, technically, they haven't presented it to you guys.
Okay.
But Smith Hayes hasn't presented it to us either.
Well, if there's time, I'll make a motion that we bid it out for the bonds.
You have to set the parameters.
And we've got to set the parameters of what?
Bid.
And how do we go about that?
That's what you're... I think it's your second thing.
We have a motion to bid it out. Did I hear a second?
Motion to set it out with the proper parameter changes. Would that be?
I think that.
Will that work, Kim? Will that cover us?
Are you going with the parameters in your packet?
If that's all we have.
If that's all we have.
Yeah.
So you're setting it at what they listed?
Correct.
I'm just going by the agenda. As long as we've got the parameters.
There's defined. A little bit of conflict. Emeritus, if you look at the top, Emeritus came back and said they didn't agree with the settlement date that Smith Hayes sent to 12-1. They think that the closing date should be 12-16-2010, and he gives you a reason up above.
Emeritus has seen this, these parameters, and that's the only disagreement they had. Why can't we
change it to
change
December?
The date on this parameter? And that's, except, I mean, it's, I would think it would be acceptable to Smith Hayes too.
And instead of 12-1, go 12-16.
Okay.
Add that to my motion to change the parameters of 12-1 to 12-16.
Second.
Okay. Motion is made and seconded to set the proposals for bidding and change the date from the 1st to the 15th. Is that general yet?
Correct.
What you have? Mm-hmm. And use these parameters?
Right.
Okay. Questions? Call roll.
McLarty?
Yes.
Bosque?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. 8, approve payroll claims. No problems with payroll.
So moved. Approve the payroll.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to pay the payroll claims as presented. Call roll.
Bosque?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes. Approve accounts payable claims. I will point out that there's one claim in there for the nursing college of $5,000 that we said that we would pay on an annual basis, but we would decide each year whether we're going to pay it or not. So before we approve the claims, I think we need to either we're going to accept that, put that into the claims, or we're not.
And that, did we agree to pay that for 5 years? Do you remember?
10.
10 years?
$50,000
for 10. And we paid on it, what, 2 years?
And then, but the actual motion at the meeting stated that you would
each year
visit it each year.
Okay, right. And we paid, what, 2 years?
And this comes out of the inheritance tax fund.
Right.
Yes.
I would move to approve the claims as presented, including the $5,000 Northeast claim.
I'll second it.
Motion made and seconded to pay claims as presented, to include the nursing claim for School of Nursing. Questions? Comments? Call roll.
Rohde?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Bosque?
Yes.
Okay. Next is a resolution authorizing the lease purchase with NACO for the purchase of a motor grader. And that is
10C-021.
Yeah, 10C-021. A resolution approving, adopting, ratifying, and affirming the execution and performance of a lease purchase agreement with NACO Leasing Corporation for the acquisition of property. Do I need to read the whole thing?
Yeah.
You usually do, don't you?
Yeah.
You want me to if you want me for you, I'll be glad to do that. Be it resolved that the Board of Commissioners in the County of Dakota, Nebraska, that this board hereby approves and authorizes the acquisition of a motor grader by the county through a lease purchase agreement with NACO Leasing Corporation. The lease purchase agreement shall include the following terms with such changes as are deemed reasonable and necessary by the Chair and the Board of Commissioners. 1. Principal amount, $157,128. Rate of interest, 2.1%. Payment amount, $15,202.58. Terms, October 28, 2010 through May 1, 2016. Payment frequency, semi-annually, beginning with May 1, 2011. Settlement and closing of the lease purchase agreement shall be on or about October 28, 2010. NACO Leasing Corporation shall send payment to the equipment vendor and the owner for the acquisition of property on the date on which NACO Leasing Corporation receives the signed lease purchase agreement and accompanying documents from the county. Be it further resolved that the chair or vice chair of the Board of Commissioners and the county clerk are hereby authorized and directed to sign the lease purchase agreement and related certificates of documents. This resolution shall be in full force and effect from and after the passage of all resolutions and orders or parts thereof in conflict with the provisions of this resolution are to the extent of such conflict hereby repealed. If passed, it would be on October 18, Dakota City, Dakota County, Nebraska. Okay?
I'd move to approve resolution number 10C-021.
Second it.
Tony seconded?
Yes, I did.
I'm sorry, Tony, I was asleep.
Sorry, Bill.
Motion is made and seconded to approve. Questions? Call roll.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Bosque?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yes.
Okay, chair to appoint a committee to determine whether work rules are needed for the GPS equipment. Need an explanation on that.
Well, we've got the GPS installed, and Jesse from Electronic Engineering called me, and he wanted to know what the parameters were on the GPS, and I think we need to give Fred some kind of direction or idle times, what happens if the guys abuse it, and those types of things. I also think that we need to have GPS units on all of the units, even Fred's and the other ones. I think, I just think for continuity with everybody that's got them, it'd be best to do that. And I think we need to have a committee set up so that we can sit down with Fred, give him the parameters so he knows what he can do. And right now he's just hanging out there with a system with no rules. So.
And what was the road committee's directions?
We haven't talked about it. And I agree with Rick. I think probably, for Fred's sake, we probably need to set some parameters that he knows this is what I can do or can't do. We have a tool, but we need to know how to use it now.
Right.
And it's up to the chair to appoint this committee. Is that agreeable?
Sure.
You just volunteered.
Can the road committee...
And Rick volunteered, but he doesn't know it either, but he volunteered too.
I'll gladly help him.
So the two of you will be that committee and work it out.
Yeah, that'd be good.
And I'll take your payment later, Tony, for not putting me on that.
It's usually the member that's not here.
Usually that's the way it works, isn't it?
What's up with that?
Okay, so we take care of that committee now. Also, to decide whether any road employees should be exempt from having GPS units installed in their county vehicles, that's up to that committee, too.
Sure. Okay.
All right, and... you can report back to us on that part at the next meeting.
We sure can.
Sure.
Okay. Next, Veterans Quarterly Report. It's included in the officials' reports that I have here that you all need to review and sign before you leave. So I need a motion to approve the officials' report.
I'll make a motion to approve the officials' reports.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the officials' report. Questions? Call roll.
McLaurin?
Yes.
Bosque?
Yes.
Rhodey?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
Okay, the next item is the board to approve a location and time for the November 1st meeting. The reason being, this room is going to be set up in the afternoon of the 1st for election. So we will not be able to use this room for our normal meeting next time. So we need to go someplace else. We can't go to City Hall because that's a voting precinct too, and it'll be set up.
How about
during the 4 o'clock time?
City Council? South Sioux? Would their change?
Well, should do the... They voted South Sioux.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's in the council chambers.
Is it?
They move all the chairs and everything up in there, and then they set the booths in the back of there. Now, an option is that we meet in the morning of the 1st. This room would be available. They won't be setting it up till the afternoon.
Well, works for me.
8, 10 o'clock, whatever. What's best for you?
Maybe a difference.
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
10? 10 o'clock?
8 o'clock, I'd like to be there.
8 o'clock, better for you?
Just give them up.
Joan, can you be ready by 8?
I'll be here early.
Okay. Overtime, right?
Well.
8 o'clock?
That's fine with me.
Bill?
Yeah.
8 o'clock?
Yes.
Now, do we need a motion to change that?
I make a motion to change the meeting from 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock in the morning, November 1st.
I'll second it.
Motion made and seconded to have our November 1st meeting at 8 o'clock here in the boardroom. Questions? Call roll.
Bosque?
Yes.
Rhodey?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLaurin?
Yes. We'll skip the next item. Commissioner reports.
I met with the Law Enforcement Center, and they give us, actually, we had the meeting at the new facility, and they give us a tour of the new addition, and I'm really impressed that this is a good facility. I think it was a great idea from the city of Sacramento, or that law enforcement, what they did, and also they discussed the driveway, and due to the fact that a lot of the construction of the cement layers, they're so busy at the present time, they have a difficult to get the job done before the cold weather approaches. So they still looking for someone that's willing to, they actually got two low bidders to talk about it. So, but they are going to report back to us and let us know if they're going to be able to do before the cold weather is here. So that's where we stand at the Law Enforcement Center.
Okay. Any others? I'd call your attention in your, I think, everybody get a copy of the FEMA? There's a FEMA letter addressed to me, which states that it has to do with the floodplain. You should probably take notice of that. Any action we probably will take at the next meeting, because I think we need to decide whether we want to have a hearing or not, so that it affects flood insurance in the county. The other thing you have in your handouts is a quarter loss statement from NIRMA for your review. Any other item? Okay, at this time, we'll open it up for public comment. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to address the board on any issue that was not on the agenda? Seeing nobody come forward, I would like to take this opportunity to thank Sally for the podium that we have there. Sally made that available to us. Thank you very much. No mail or emergency business. So at this time, we will recess and go on the jail tour. Jerry was kind to be our guide. So, Tony, are you able to go? Bill, you're able to go?
I can't wait.
Sure.
That's three of you, so I'll stay here and sign the claims while you guys go. Rick, you'll need to get a motion and a second to close the meeting.
All right.
Yep, we can do it.
And then get that time.
The board reconvened from their recess at 4:57 and conducted the jail tour. Bill Rohde motioned, Tony Gomez seconded to adjourn at 5:04.